What would you think if I told you that there is a very grave eating disorder among the majority of Christians? That there's a very grave eating disorder among the majority of Christians. What is this eating disorder? This eating disorder is the fact that the majority of Christians do not eat the flesh and blood of Jesus Christ. In fact, there is a spiritual anorexia that is rampant in our world. In today's gospel passage, Jesus said this: "When you lift up the Son of Man, then you will realize that I am." Now, this "I am," of course, is huge. When God revealed himself on Mount Sinai to Moses, he declared himself, "I am who is." He declared himself, "I am." And now Jesus is saying that he himself is "I am." Jesus is making himself equal with God because he is the second person of the Trinity. He's revealing this to the Jews and to the Pharisees, who think that he's insane. That would be like one of you walking into, you know, a drugstore and being like, "Hey, I'm Jesus." They'd be like, "You're crazy." And like, "I'm Jesus." By Jesus saying, "I am," he's declaring himself to be God. But notice what he says. He says, "When you lift up the Son of Man, then you will realize that I am." Now, in the Old Testament reading today, we heard about Moses lifting up a seraph serpent, a bronze seraph serpent on a pole. And when he lifted it up, whoever looked at this bronze seraph serpent in the Old Testament, who was sick or needed healing or strength, they received it. And of course, that's why today medical doctors use this serpent wrapped around a pole as a medical symbol. It's a sign of healing, a sign of strength. Well, Jesus is making a reference to this Old Testament passage. "When I am lifted up." Well, when was Jesus Christ lifted up? Jesus Christ 2,000 years ago was lifted up on the cross. That image of the seraph serpent in the Old Testament is an image of Christ, a typology, a foreshadowing of what Christ would do for us. And thus, when we look upon Christ, we are given healing and strength. However, Jesus here in the scripture passage, I don't think is talking about statues. However, statues are quite beautiful and glorious. But that isn't what he's talking about. When Jesus says, "When you lift up the Son of Man, then you will realize that I am," is he talking about his crucifixion? Yes. He's predicting and saying, "When you lift me up, then you'll realize I am." And remember the centurion who falls to his knees and says, "Truly, this was the Son of God." What about us 2,000 years later? What about us? When do we look at the Son of Man lifted up? When do we see Jesus Christ lifted up? And brothers and sisters, it is at every single Mass. The priest picks up the host and says, "This is my body." And he lifts up the host. And the Son of Man is lifted up. And we are to believe that he is the Son of God. That he is "I am." But how many people don't believe? How many people believe that it's just a symbol? That it's just bread and wine and just something that Catholics do? The problem, I think, sometimes is that Mass isn't, like, fun. Okay? Like, let's face it. How many of you guys have been to, like, a rock concert? Okay? Good. How many of you guys been to Kings Island? Okay, good. Those are fun, right? Yeah. We like going to rock concerts. We like going to the prom. We like going to Kings Island. We like going on mission trips. If we were traveling all the way down to Biloxi to celebrate Mass, how many of us would be here? Probably not a whole lot of you. But if we're going out to do mission work, we're like, "Hey, yeah, I want to be there. That's awesome." Here's what's very interesting. Sometimes the most exciting things on the exterior of life are not the most important. If you never went to a rock concert, if you never went to a senior prom, You never went to King's Island. You never went on a mission trip. Does that make you less than a human being? Well, no, not really. They're not really that important events. They're fun, but they aren't really necessary. The same is true with our Christian faith. There's often things that are really fun and really eye-catching, but they may not be the most important things in our Christian faith. Here's another analogy. If you ask a 6-year-old kid what they wanted for dinner, he said, "You get to choose whatever you want for dinner." They're probably going to be like, ice cream, licorice, french fries, pizza, that's dinner. But let me ask you a question. If they eat ice cream and licorice and french fries and pizza every single day for the rest of their lives, are they going to be very healthy? No. Not that the young kids are going to be like, "I'd like a piece of liver and some succotash and a small dab of sour cream on the side, please. And for dessert, could we have some really tasty applesauce inside that ice cream cone? That would be just delicious." You aren't going to get it. But let me ask you a question. The same can be true within our Christian faith. Many, many people will be like, "Mass isn't real exciting." And they'll be like, "I go to a church and we have really, really great Bible studies. Or I go to a church and we have really, really great music. Or I go to a church and we have really, really great social things happening." But you want to know what? Nowhere in the Bible will you find it said, "You will be saved by a song." Nowhere in the Bible will you find it said, "You'll be saved by a Bible study." Nowhere in the Bible will you say, will it be said, "You'll be saved by a preacher who's a really good, who's really good at giving Sunday homilies." But you want to know, you'll find in the Bible totally clear, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink His blood, you have no life within you. Unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink His blood, you have no life within you. The Eucharist is at the very, very center of our Christian faith. But we aren't eating them. Every single day Jesus says, "This is my body, give it up for you." And we're like, where's the ice cream? Where's the Britney Spears concert? When's Dave Matthews coming into concert? We're looking for all the things in the world to keep our faith alive, and we're missing the meat and potatoes that are right in front of us that are essential to us being Christian. The Eucharist is the very center of our faith. For 2,000 years, it's been the very center of our faith, and it will continue for the rest of our lives to be the center of our faith. And you know what? We can make Mass the most exciting thing in the whole entire world. We could like bring in dancers and bring in bands and have like lights and like I could like do cartwheels and stuff and people would like travel from all over the place and they might do cartwheels with dancers and like ostrich plumes or something. So you want to what? None of that matters. We could celebrate Mass in the middle of the field. We could celebrate Mass in a basement. And it's still the flesh and blood of Jesus Christ. It's still Jesus Christ being lifted up. "This is my body given up for you." Lifted up for our salvation. And all we have to do is look upon Him who's lifted up and say, "I believe. I have faith. Jesus, I love you. Jesus, come into my heart. Jesus, come into my very being and take me over and consume me. Jesus, heal me. Heal my family. Heal my friends who live in very broken lives. Heal us." That first dream is all about healing. Look at this mess that we're down here to clean up. There is so much healing that needs to take place here. And there is a reason why we are bringing the Blessed Sacrament every single night into that back chapel. Because you want to know what? We can rebuild their homes. We can paint their classrooms. We can pick up their debris. But it's not going to bring the healing that's truly needed. Christ is the only one who can heal this area of the world and the only one who can heal your life. We can exteriorly make ourselves look wonderful, can't we? We can have great hair and great clothes. We can look really, hip and stylish and, we can tan and everything else in the whole entire world. We can work out and get big and buff and, totally manly looking. But what's inside? What's inside? Are you broken? Are you hurt? Are you starving for attention? Jesus Christ says, look at me as I'm lifted up and beg for healing. Look at me when I'm lifted up and realize that I am. He desires to save us. And the Eucharist is key. Spiritual anorexia needs to end in our world. It's only going to happen when we're all united around the Eucharist. When we're all united around Christ, who reveals himself to us under the appearance of bread and wine. As we draw close to this altar tonight to receive his flesh and blood, with great faith, let's pray for the healing that we need in our own lives, the healing in our families, the brokenness in our friends' homes. Particularly, let's pray for the healing of this area of the country, that families might be restored, the faith might grow. But let's also pray for those who do not know Christ at all. Let's pray for those who have no clue about the gift of the Eucharist. Pray for yourself if you don't believe in the truth of the Eucharist. Ask Christ to give you that gift. Jesus said, when you lift up the Son of Man, then you will realize that I am. Tonight, as he is lifted up, and we realize that he is, and that we serve tomorrow, knowing that we have received him, who gives us the honor and the privilege and the grace to serve his people.